Mark, the day after, when you look at your season opening win in St. Louis, what stands out for your hockey club as you get ready now for game two here tomorrow against Dallas?
I think obviously it was awesome to get the win. I think there's a lot of things we can fix, which is a huge positive. But we didn't stray from the game. You know, when it's 1-0, going into the third, teams can get a little passive. But we didn't. We continued to play our game and continued to stay aggressive on that, on the forecheck, and it paid off with a few goals.
What does it say about getting both a power play and a shorthanded goal in game one?
Yeah, it's huge. I thought our power play worked around pretty well. PK probably have a few things that we can fix, but for the most part, it's the first game of the season. You can't think too much about it. We're happy we got the win, but you got to grow. Right from yesterday all the way to game 82, and that has to always be our focus.
Have that quick strike offense, Mark. I mean, that game went from a tight game to a blowout pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think that's when you continue to try to do the right things and try to play a good defensive game, you're going to get rewarded with high quality chances. When you have good sticks in the neutral zone, when you play tight defensively, it's only gonna make it better for the offensive zone. So I think we have to keep that focus. We play good defense, and it'll lead to our good offense.
I feel like your speed kind of wore them down a bit, too. I mean, just you always playing fast. I mean, that maybe wore them down in order to kind of have that eruption.
Yeah, obviously we think we're a fast team, but there's still a lot of areas that we could have been quicker and could have been faster and a little more tenacious in certain areas. But, that all comes. It's game one. Like I said before, you got to continue to grow. And, starting today with practice and then going tomorrow against another Central Division opponent in Dallas. We know they have lots of skill, and we have to continue to grow our game.
Mark, when you look at Kyle, as the important piece of your line there, just in the years since he's sort of came up and made such an impact, what changes have you seen in maybe his style of play in that year?
Everything. I think he's one of those guys that, when he came back to, when he got back to Winnipeg and you saw him in the ice, you're like, wow, this guy had a good summer. This guy must have put in the work and got in the gym and had a lot of, focused on his game a lot. And, that shows on the ice, like you see yesterday, probably could have had 5 goals and made a lot of great passes as well. So, it just shows, when you put the hard work in the summer, it's only going to reward you once you get to the season.
Why has he been such a good fit with you guys?
I think he plays kind of like us. He gets in on the forecheck. He holds the puck well in the O zone. He's quick, makes quick plays. Shoots the puck really well. He kind of does it all. He plays all areas of the ice. And I think it just shows the work ethic that he has. He wants to work at it. He wants to focus on it on a day to day basis, whether it's practice or a game or whatever it is. He's a quick learner, and I think the biggest thing is just his work ethic. He works hard, and that shows on the forecheck, shows in the gym, shows wherever it is. He's a hard worker, and hard workers get rewarded.
When you see the way he plays, do you almost see parts of yourself and Blake's game in his game that he's maybe almost through osmosis has just adopted as his own?
I hope so. I think that's what happens. When I was a young guy, I tried to, watch a lot of Blake Wheeler, watch a lot of Andrew Ladd, watch the older guys and see how they play. And that's how you kind of want to, emulate your game. So I think he's a guy that likes to learn. He likes to talk. He likes to figure out what when things are good, how to get better, and when things are bad, how to get him back to where we want him to be. And I hope we can continue to grow as a line. We all like playing with each other. We have that good chemistry, and we can't be complacent with that. We have to continue to want more and continue to work on things. And the sky's the limit.
When you have two players like you and Blake who click so well, it's not so easy just to throw a third on that line and it automatically clicks. You look at the Sedins in Vancouver for years, right? They struggled to find a guy that worked well with them. So does Kyle maybe almost not get as much appreciation because people just assume that, well, he's with you guys, so therefore that's why he's so successful?
Maybe, but, it won't be that way for much longer. He deserves a lot of respect on that ice. He moves so well. He's a nifty little player. But I think the things that a lot of people don't see is like the chips he makes in the D zone, the simple plays that he makes as having a good stick, on the forecheck, creating bouncing pucks. He does it all, and I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't appreciate about his game is that he does it all, and that's something you want in a line mate, and that's what you want in on a team.